57-year-old Warren Lilly, a Fox Lake prison inmate, has been refusing to eat for nearly 2.5 years. Prison officials take him from his cell daily and force-feed him through nasal tubes. Lilly's hunger strike efforts probably set a record, but Department of Corrections spokesman John Dipko says since 2004, the state has force-fed an average of 15 inmates a year.
They tend to last a matter of days or weeks, as the inmate usually chooses to eat or drink on their own. Any scenario that would last longer than that would be extremely rare.
Lilly's case may be rare, but he's the third inmate this year to challenge the force-feeding procedures. The state appeals court has already ruled in favor of two prisoners who claimed they were denied their right to challenge their court-ordered forced feeding. Ronald Shansky, a Chicago doctor with 30 years' experience in prison health care, says both courts and doctors face a tough balancing act in deciding the right of a prisoner to starve himself to death.
Do you impose your professional ethical will? In other words, you believe you have to intervene. Or, assuming the patient is determined to be competent, do you decide that patient autonomy prevails? It's always a tough situation.
Warren Lilly's appeal is still pending. He claims he suffered cracked ribs when guards dragged him to daily forced feedings. He's serving 10 years for assaulting his wife and admits his hunger strike is aimed at disrupting the prison routine as a protest against the entire criminal justice system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.